This is an out loud recording of one of our latest YouTube videos. To find us, go to youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description below. Hey everyone, and welcome back to r/EntitledParents, the subreddit where people think that because they have kids, they're entitled to everything. Today's post: either you give us grandchildren or we're taking you off our will. The title sounds bad. The story is even worse. I never thought I would be writing a post about my own parents here. But here we are, right? For context, my fiancé and I have been in a relationship for the past 10 years, and just recently got engaged. While it's understandable that 10 years might sound a bit too much, we started dating really early, and getting married was not a priority for either of us. We actually prefer to focus on our studies and career for a while. She's a civil engineer, and I'm a medical student after getting a bachelor's and a master's. I do freelancing as a developer to pay for my living expenses. As we have been a couple for a long time, it's quite common for people to ask us when we're getting married and when we're having kids. While we are getting married as soon as I finish med school, we decided not to have children a long time ago, and we're still very certain of that decision, as both of us are more career than family oriented. However, since the engagement, our families have started to put more pressure on us to get married soon and have children, even though we told them plenty of times that's not gonna happen. My fiancé and I live together and we're completely independent from our families financially. Some time ago, during a video chat, we ended up getting into a heated argument with our families for finally snapping at their ceaseless nagging for grandchildren, and we have been strained ever since. Now, our families asked us to meet them for a lunch, quote, in family, at my parents' house. We don't live in the same city, but it's close enough that we can go there for something like this, and that's when the following situation transpired. We arrived early enough to help out in preparing everything for the lunch, and for the next hour or so, things were pretty alright. But after we had lunch and we sat at the coffee table to chat, it's customary here, the room got visibly tense. Our parents, both hers and mine, started a speech about how much they put into us, how much they worked for us, and how much family means to them. I was already sensing some shitty thing coming, but I kept listening. Suddenly, they said that during one of their talks, they came to a decision that if my fiancé and I didn't give them grandchildren, after all they had done for us, we would be cut out of their wills. Their reasoning was this. Number one, my brother is a gay man and as of now has no intention of adopting or any alternative to have children, and I was the only option on continuing the family. He was not there and is as mortified as I am. Number two, she is the oldest sister. Her youngest sister is still in high school and thus must set an example by having a family and continuing the family. Now, if that's not psychotic, I have no clue what is. We quickly looked between ourselves and immediately left their house. We haven't spoken to them since, but as far as we are aware, we're disowned by now. I never thought I would have to go through that, just because I don't want to have children. But it just shows how much entitlement they think they have. Cheers! My fiancé and I have absolutely no interest in their inheritance. We've been fine on our own for a long time, and we can take care of ourselves. Thus, we have absolutely no intention of contesting their will. We don't need that money, and we don't want it. I only posted this here due to the absurdity of their actions. We have decided to cut contact with them and uninvited them from our wedding. My brother is giving us full support on this, and as he is my best man, this already means the world to me. It's regrettable that it came to this outcome, but we are not going to let them run our lives. Some people asked us why we don't want to have kids. There's a few reasons for that, especially the fact that we are both extremely focused on our careers. Having a child is a responsibility to raise someone and give them the affection, lessons, and time needed. Neither of us want to go through that just to birth someone. Also, we have firm beliefs that the world already has people enough without us putting someone else on it. Lastly, neither of us really likes kids. As bad as that might sound, we have no intention of ever giving birth to a child. Update. I did not expect to be back so soon, but here we are. About a month ago, my fiancé and I posted here about how both of our parents decided to threaten us to be taken off their will if we did not give them grandchildren, which we won't be. Anyhow, they struck again, and my fiancé is really fuming with rage now and wants to share the situation with you all. There are some points that will need clarification, and I'll try to make them along the way. First, as we mentioned in our last post, due to the absurdity of the situation our parents were imposing on us, we felt that we do not want them in our wedding. Thus, we rescinded their invitation as a whole. My brother is my best man and he supports us wholeheartedly. Now, we get to the point of this post. After we left my parents' home that day, we had absolutely zero contact with them. They made their decision and we made ours. We thought that was going to be it. Now, one thing that needs to be clarified. Our wedding was planned to be happening on October 17th. However, due to the pandemic outbreak, these large gatherings of people were completely prohibited, in my region at least. But thankfully, the venue we had acquired is run by the most lovely administrators. As soon as the outbreak started, they contacted us and gave us every assistance needed with rescheduling. Thus, we rescheduled our wedding to 2021 in the same month, as the situation is still uncertain. That can change, but shouldn't for the time being. We aren't really bothered by it, as we understand the situation is very dire, and we don't mind waiting for a time when everyone will be safe. Possibly. This morning, while I was studying for some exams I'll be having at school, my fiancé got a call from the venue administrator asking why did we want to cancel our wedding. Obviously, that was very strange and confusing to us. My fiancé let them know that we had no desire to cancel our wedding and further asked what that was about. Apparently, my fiancé's parents called the venue on our behalf, telling them that we no longer wanted to rent the place as we would no longer be getting married. Now, let me explain why the venue was leaning on accepting this situation. In my country, our IDs carry not only our ID and Social Security equivalent number, but also the name of the parents, and to rent a venue, you need to provide your ID for them as a bureaucracy requirement. I don't know if that's how it works everywhere, so I wanted to make this clear. Apparently, they wanted to take advantage of that fact and tried to dupe the venue into canceling our wedding. Luckily, the administrator is quite smart and saw that on our sheet needed for the rental, there are only two names and numbers for contact if we can't be reached. One is my brother and the other is my fiancé's best friend. At the time we booked the place, we were already in the strained relationship with our parents, so neither of us put them as a contact. Thankfully, the administrator actually paid attention to that and took the care and time to reach out to us. Otherwise, we might not only have lost our special date, but also all of our deposit and our dream venue. I'll be honest and say that I never expected that kind of behavior from anyone in our families. But alas, it seems I was wrong. Anyhow, now my fiancé is letting out fumes and I'm trying to calm her down. We already sent a contact to her parents and mine, as we're sure that they're in this together, for them to never try to meddle in our lives again. My brother is as angry as we are, and he just told me he was heading to their house to tear them a new one. I don't even know how to feel right now. I'm crestfallen, if anything. I never expected or wanted things to be this way. But neither of us will go back on our decision of not having children. Truth be told, I already have the papers for sterilization ready. I just hope that one day they do see that their entitlement just lost them their son and daughter, all because of grandchildren that will never exist. Cheers. So that's it for the post, guys, and wow, I can't imagine the pettiness, the spitefulness of feeling so entitled to have grandkids that you're willing to just ruin your son and the other family's daughters or vice versa's wedding. You know, like, what's even the point of that? It's not like that is going to change their mind and then all of a sudden they're going to have kids. So is it just spite? Is it just like, they're not giving us kids, let's mess with their lives? How petty, how stupid, how non-family, how non-loving. I just can't imagine people like this exist. I mean, this was a very well-written post and very entertaining, but wow, I just, you know, sometimes you start to think that your family is a little bit annoying and then you go and read something like this. So I hope you guys enjoyed at least the reading of the post. If you've ever been in a similar situation or you've known anyone who's been in a situation like this, we'd love to hear your reactions to this story or your stories in the comments below. As always, if you liked the post, leave a like or a comment in the discussion below. That always helps us out a lot. And if you'd like to see more and hear more posts from r/entitledparents and other subreddits in the future, please subscribe. Thank you so much for watching and for listening. If you made it this far, we'll be wrapping up each Entitled Parents post, except for the last one where I forgot, with a video of our own little entitled daughter. Enjoy.
Enjoying the podcast? An easy and effective way to support us is to simply subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find us at youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description box below. It would mean so much to us. As always, thank you for listening.